Welcome to the My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Katherine Crowley. They are committed to helping you navigate the hardest part of any job, the people. And now, here are Kathy and Katherine.
Hi, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Katherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Holiday Survival Series.
That's right. This month of December, we're focusing on questions concerning work and the holidays.
Last time we talked about pending layoffs, and we've also covered office parties, Secret Santa, and gift giving. So go to My Crazy Office in iTunes to check those podcasts out.
Okay, so we're going to be talking about vacation this month, right? How to take a vacation during the holidays, which is always a tough one. You know, we take time off, but I think a lot of other people have a hard time. I think I have a little bit of a hard time with that.
Taking time off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
During the holidays. Not in the summer, but in the winter I do.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's our first question, Logan?
I work for a medium-sized company that is very disorganized when it comes to scheduling vacations. I asked for the week of Christmas off months ago and just discovered that my boss expects to take that same time off. In addition, he expects me to be in the office during that week. I'm pissed. How do I handle the situation without accusing our HR person of being an idiot or telling my boss that I asked first?
This is a mess. Was it in writing? I mean, if it's not in writing and it was just verbal, then you know, it may not have happened.
That's interesting you say that, because what I was thinking is that in these kinds of situations, the first thing actually I would say is that this person needs to calm down, even though it's very difficult to calm down. If you've asked for vacation and maybe you have plans and now suddenly you find out that you're not supposed to do that. But I would, you know, unhook physically, try to cool down, calm down, and then retrace your steps. Maybe there is an email that officially requested the time off that you did ask for. And so is it possible to go to your boss with the facts of the situation and just try to work something out?
Yeah, I don't think this is uncommon in a small to mid-sized firm where, you know, things like this are unclear sometimes.
Right.
And, you know, days off is just kind of last minute, which is unfortunate, but it's true. I just wonder if you can work something out where you can work virtually while you're on vacation, so that you check your emails and you check voicemails, but you don't have to be there. You actually be in the office. But, you know, you put a little bit of time each day into work, maybe an hour in the morning, an hour in the afternoon, because really not that much gets done
during
so that
quiet week.
Yeah. So I know people that do that. So that might work.
I like that. And another possibility too is to have someone who isn't taking time off be sort of your tag team, you know, if there's something that occurs that you couldn't possibly know, that they just make sure to alert you so that you can get online and start responding in whatever way you need to.
Yeah, I think it's really important when you're asking for time off, and doing it in advance is always good, but it's got to be in writing. And everybody has to see that, and you have to remind them, especially if you work in a company that, you know, is sort of flies by the seat of its pants when it comes to time off.
Right. The other thing to do, which is doesn't help you now, but after the holidays, is perhaps get on a task force that's about clarifying vacation policy or something. I mean, this I'm sure you're not the first person that had this happen to them.
Right.
And certainly going forward, we want you to be able to take the time that's due to you.
But it's not uncommon. So you have to take control of over it, you know.
Yeah.
Well, sorry to hear that. What's our next question? Maybe it'll be funner.
More fun.
I recruit so much vacation time that I'm on a use it or lose it position. I need to take the week between Christmas and New Year's off, or I will lose vacation days altogether. I could definitely use some time off, but I'm already so overwhelmed with my workload that I fear taking time away from the office. I'm afraid that I'll return to such a backlog of work that I'll be swamped and in worse shape than before I left. Help.
Everybody says this.
Everybody
says, I'm afraid to leave because of what it's going to be like when I come back.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not accurate. You have to take the time to refresh.
Yeah. we went through this in the K-talk that's called the vacation imperative, where we were talking about this is one of the most common complaints and fears that if I take time off, it's like I'll be punished when I get back. But what I would argue is that right now you're probably already burned out and you're not working at your best capacity and you're not seeing the picture clearly at all.
Exactly. So when you get to take time off and refresh, you have a very different perspective and you'll see your workload very differently when you come back. And it may be true that when you come back, it's, you know, you're going to have to work really hard and there may be some extra work. But it's still really, really, really important to take time off and to rest and relax yourself. I mean, I think the people that are the most successful are the ones that do take regular vacations. They stop and they do, you know, just totally detach from work.
Yeah.
It's really important. And that is probably the 1 week, unless you're in retail, where there isn't that much work.
It's very true. There, exactly. If you come to work and you don't use your vacation and you lose it, then where are you?
Right.
You're tired. You're beginning the new year burnt to a crisp.
Yeah.
You're not really that valuable to anyone. And I would dare say, dear question asker, that one of the challenges for you is to learn how to delegate, to learn how to get people around you to help. And actually, Kathy, you always have great ideas about that. Is there something this person can do before he or she goes on vacation to get other people maybe to help while they're away?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to, you know, there are certain people that do work through the holidays and they like it because it's less work.
Yeah.
And they take time off when it's really busy. I think you just have to approach them and say, I have this project. If I swap with you, can you do this so I can go away and I will take something from you when I come back or when you're on vacation? I mean, you know, it's sharing. It's just sharing workloads in the office. And people are pretty open and good about that usually. You have to pick carefully, not someone who's going to screw you, you know, or stab you in the back or do a shitty job. But
that's right.
You know, so you have to be careful.
Pick the saboteur to help you out while you're
or the lazy person who says yes and doesn't do it.
Right.
You know, be careful who you pick. But that's one way of doing, you know, doing it. Your friend, somebody you trust at work.
Yeah. And trust that time off is going to give you a better perspective. So this workload that is so overwhelming for you, if you really rest your brain, it could be, you know, on the beach or on a mountain or wherever it is you go, if you take time off in nature, that you get the best idea about how to handle your workload going forward.
Yeah, I also don't think it's that unusual for people to do a check-in while they're on vacation, an email check-in or a phone check-in.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of workplaces are understaffed, and that's not so unusual. So that might happen.
Right.
As long as you don't spend your whole vacation on your computer or obsessively checking your email. I'm talking to myself now. You can get a little time off. Anyway, we're big believers in vacation, although we rarely take them. We're very big believers
We're big promoters of vacation.
We're believers. We're believers in vacation boundaries, in having some boundaries between your home life, your leisure life, and your work life. And it's challenging. You know, we're in a 24/7 culture now. But it is not going to serve your career not to take vacations.
But, you know, there's reasons why people don't take vacations. And I know you're right in that K-talk. We really cover it. Like, you don't have anyone to go on vacation with. You don't have the money. So there's reasons why people would rather put work.
Or you fear being replaced. They'll find out that you're not essential to the team.
Yeah. But I think during the month of December, none of that's going to happen. I don't think that's your problem. I think you really, even if you just stay home and you just do movies or museums, or you read a lot, it's really important to rest.
Yes. So we're saying take the time, trust, have a leap of faith and take the time and you'll feel better.
And that's it for this segment. Join us next time when we'll be discussing more holiday cheer.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.